Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Our very hardworking dairy farmers of Wisconsin are joining you today to bring you the latest information on how their checkoff dollars are being invested to not only find out about what consumers want today, but what they want in the future and how Wisconsin's dairy industry specifically is addressing that. We appreciate their support. And remember, like I said, our dairy farmers of Wisconsin, farm families all across the state that are taking money out of their pockets to make sure that you are learning more about Wisconsin's dairy industry, that we're invested in research, that we're helping our retailers understand the benefits of looking for that real Wisconsin cheese. And in studio with me is the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Vice President of Insights and Strategy. She's our buddy, Jen Walsh. Her and I have just been chatting here before we started this conversation about the new year. Everybody gets all excited. Sometimes you've got new gizmos, new gadgets, then you are hopefully finally figuring out. You know, the other thing about this time of the year, Jen, we are now past the peak dairy season, which for consumption runs from about Thanksgiving through Super Bowl Sunday. We're past that now. What do you guys at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin do to try to keep that audience that maybe had been so focused on food through the holidays and Super Bowl entertainment? How do you guys reach them and keep them excited about their food-focused experience during the dull winter months?
Right. Just because we are past the high season and all of the holidays, we don't stop thinking about how to reach our consumers. We're always thinking about what they're interested in. We're thinking about what's changing among them. And the world for consumers is changing drastically. We're seeing huge shifts in how they eat. We're seeing shifts in even who they are. The demographics of the country are changing in ways that we really need to keep on top of so that we can continue to make innovative products for them and so that we can continue to meet their demands, even in these kind of down post-holiday times.
You know, and one thing that is very obvious to me because I'm living it, I want people in the audience to slow down and think about family makeup. Maybe in your family, your extended family, maybe it's your neighborhood, maybe it's the kids that are going to school with your kids. You know, let's face it, some of our biggest audience for dairy as far as consumption and to be excited about new products are kids. And flat out in the United States, and I think it's a worldwide trend, we just are not having as many kids. And that's a relationship we can't ignore.
Right. And that is a huge trend that we're seeing. There was a time not long ago in America when half of the households had kids in them. Today, that's cut drastically so that only about a quarter of households have kids in them, which is to say 3/4 of households in America do not have kids.
Right.
And you're right, kids love dairy. So that is a huge challenge for us because we know that households without children buy half as many gallons of fluid milk as households with children. Mm-hmm. And that is something, like you said, that is it's a worldwide phenomenon. And it is definitely changing the face of dairy.
Well, and we've been having this conversation for a while. I mean, come on, folks. If you're in the dairy industry, you know that we have been beating the drum about, oh, my goodness, fluid consumption is down. Oh, my goodness. We need to get fluid milk of all selections in the school lunch program. You know, the bottom line is when you're working with 25% fewer across the board as far as an audience, it just can't, you can't move that needle like you did. And you know what, Jen? In Wisconsin, we are all about tradition. We remember the good old days when I was a kid back then, and it's hard for some of our dairy farmers, for people like me, to come to grips with the fact that what worked before to reach our consumers may not be effective today.
Right, and it won't be effective today. And this trend is hitting all categories, and we have to really be forward thinking about it. So we see even recently the University of Wisconsin Systems announced, right, that they're closing some of the satellite schools and they're merging others. That is a direct reaction to this same trend.
Yeah.
So they're finding a way to have to deal with it. We have to do the same thing. So as we see fewer and fewer households having kids, it means household sizes are shrinking. So what does that mean for the consumer? What are they looking for? We know they're drinking less milk. They are eating more specialty cheeses. It means not only thinking about the different product mix, it also means thinking about packaging. So as households shrink in size, do we need smaller package sizes? We know that with this shift, with fewer kids being born, a decreasing fertility rate, of course, another impact of that is an aging population. Yep. So what does that mean? We also know that as consumers age, they drink less milk, but they don't turn away from dairy. We know they consume more ice cream. They eat more refrigerated desserts. They eat more cottage cheese. So there are product opportunities there, but also packaging opportunities. So it's making sure things are easy to open. It's thinking about that font size. I know it's harder for me to read the font, the packages every day. So we really do have to be leaning into the changes that we see. And it is, of course, so tempting to be wistful about the olden days and think, can't we just go back? And I wish we could too, but we can't. And so we really have to think about the future and lean into the changes.
Well, and you know, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, it's not just about extrapolating this kind of information, changing up our message to today's consumers. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin works with the very companies, the industry food leaders that are witnessing this on their financial bottom line to develop innovative new products. I mean, let's look at what Greek yogurt did for the dairy industry. Look at yogurt and the different types and styles. That is our checkoff dollars at work. Yes, we love to see all the specialty cheeses, but to your point, in 2020 and beyond, we're trying to find out what the next hot area is going to be.
Exactly. And there's a lot of opportunity. So like you mentioned, the Greek yogurt was big. We are still seeing some growth in fluid milk, just not in the traditional milk. Right. There's a lot of growth in lactose-free milk as we see our Asian population grow. Yep. We're seeing a lot of opportunity for the premium milks. Mm-hmm. So as we see a shrinking middle class, we do see some growth in the upper income tier, and they're reaching for these premium milks that have premium price tags. So there is absolutely growth beyond specialty cheese. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely growth in dairy. I know we all kind of feel, you know, the fact that fluid milk consumption is declining hits us really hard. But the fact is that dairy consumption is up 19% in the past 40 years. It's just that we're not drinking our milk anymore. We're eating it.
Yeah. That's I heard Dr. Mark Stevenson from the Center for Dairy Profitability, which is supported in part by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, your checkoff dollars. He said that in 2019, our per capita consumption on dairy was higher than about, what did he say, 40 years ago. And to your point, it's not fluid. We eat a lot of cheese. Yes, we saw some major, major cheese increase in consumption this last year. And that's just domestic. We're not talking about a worldwide possibility. So when you look at 2020 then, Jen, what resonates with you? What things do you think are hot? What areas are you particularly excited to see Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin focused in on?
I think a big trend coming up in 2020 and really in the, you know, the years even beyond that will be a focus on sustainability. We know that sustainability is becoming more and more important to consumers. And they equate sustainability with nutrition. Those are, you know, two faces of the same coin for them. It's a big issue, and I think we really need to get our messaging out there because it's important to consumers, and yet they don't really know what it means to them. They just know that they care about it. So it's a great opportunity for us to engage in conversation with consumers and help them understand and help them define sustainability.
Well, and the thing is, you and I know it, Jen. Most of the things we've been doing for the past 15, 20 years on our farms are now qualified as sustainable.
Absolutely.
So we've been doing it. It's a comfortable story for us. It's just one we never thought about sharing until we recognize these trends.
Right. We didn't know it mattered to consumers. We were doing it the whole time. Now we know how much it matters to them. So now is our opportunity to tell that story.
Now, just because I'm curious, where do you point people, be it a consumer that wants to know more or a dairy farmer that wants to know how to find out more? Where do you point them via Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin? Because you guys have so many sites, so much information. I mean, honestly, folks, if you want to, you know, people talk about binge watching videos and stuff. If you want to binge learn about Wisconsin's dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has your information channels. Where do you suggest people begin to educate themselves?
Yeah, you can absolutely, you're right. We have a lot of information. If you come to wisconsindairy.org, you'll find kind of the starting point, which you can take many different paths to. We have a sustainability story on there. We also can point you to the DMI's website because they have a lot of information on sustainability as well. But there is really just a plethora of a lot of information out there on sustainability on our website, which is a great place to start.
Like she said, wisconsindairy.org will give you a lot of ways to go down different paths. Dairy Management Incorporated, DMI, is the national partner Wisconsin Dairy Farm families go with to share their dollars. Don't want to go down some of these paths by yourself because they're expensive. We chip in with others. So Dairy Management Incorporated, another spot that can help you learn a little bit more about what we've been doing all along. Now we just know you want to hear more about it. Dairy sustainability and some of the great dairy products that we continue to produce, develop, and bring to market here in the state of Wisconsin. Jen Walsh in studio with us. She is the Vice President of Insights and Strategy for the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Thank you, Dairy Farm families, for being along with us today.